I never said to McCarthy, well, Kevin, maybe they love their country more than you do. Never said that to him, he says. He had a meltdown. He had a meltdown. And, you know, the thing about this guy is that, and then he attacks Pelosi. And he calls Nancy Pelosi names, which, you know, she's the Speaker of the House. She's a different party. You don't do that. He called her a nasty name. And then he said, she's tuned out and disengaged, quote, maybe she's looking for her husband. Well, that's a low blow. Her husband was picked up for drunk driving. It happens. The sad thing about it is there was an accident involved. You know, drunk driving is bad enough, but if there's an accident, sometimes you can get mandatory jail time. So he's in a world of hurt out there, and that's a sad thing. But, you know, when you just call McConnell a disloyal sleazebag, and he used to call him a broken-down old crow, McConnell, you know, again, I don't support McConnell, but to his credit, he has a sense of humor. He started to buy bottles of Old Crow bourbon. There is a brand, and sent it out to everybody in the Senate. And he said it was Henry Clay's. He's a famous Kentucky senator in the 19th century, favorite bourbon. Now, Henry Clay was also a racist, so I'm not sure I would have done that if I were Moscow Mitch. He's trying to cover himself up. But in any event, and then Trump calls Jake Tapper of CNN, admittedly not on his side, he calls him Fake Tapper. He always takes a name like a kid in middle school and tries to twist it. He used to call Adam Schiff Adam, and then he'd put in two T's instead of the two F's in Schiff. So it's S-C-H-I-T-T. And he thought that was funny. You know, you can do that up to a point, and maybe the base likes it. When the base starts to get tired of you, the people that you call the disloyal sleazebag, broken-down old crow, a bad name, that you're looking for your husband, they remember that because they're embarrassed by that in front of their constituents and the public. They will get you. If he goes to the convention after some primary victories, and one of the problems, Republican Party has winner take all in the primaries, whereas the Democrats sometimes will apportion it. But suppose he runs against Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and I don't know, Ted Cruz, and he gets a plurality, I'm talking about Trump, 38-39%. He gets all the delegates for that state in the Republican concept. He could go into the primary with a lot of delegates, even though Mitch McConnell doesn't like him. So from Bill McConnell's perspective, Bill, I agree with you, but the danger is that their party is still so broken up and disorganized over this that he could sneak in. But I've got to think, and it'll be here in Milwaukee, by the way, almost certainly here in Milwaukee, and he'll be down there. So if you have a real hankering to see these folks, which I don't, you can go to the restaurants and walk along the street, and you're going to see some celebrities. They'll be toxic celebrities, but they'll get in there. And if they nominate him again after January 6th, after betraying our country to Putin, if they do all of that, that's a party that's destroying itself. But I'm thinking that his continued attacks on people make that less and less likely. Now, here's the deal. Gavin Newsom of California has come up with a very good idea, and I think he's beginning. I'm a Biden guy. I think Biden's a very, very good president. Biden came in, put NATO back together, put the EU back together, did a mini NATO in the Pacific with Japan, Australia, South Korea, the United States, Vietnam, and the Philippines to counter China. He also got us out of COVID. He also is providing arms to Ukraine, unlike Trump, who supported Putin. And he's getting nothing but grief over what? Inflation that's worldwide. You don't have a fever just in your toe. It's in your body or not in your body. And that's true with inflation. We're doing better on inflation than any other country. And price of gas has been coming down steadily. And if there's any rap on Biden is he's a humble guy and he doesn't toot his own horn. Maybe he should toot his own horn more. But if he decides not to run again, and that's a personal thing for him, and I hope he does run again because I think he's our main guy to beat all these Republicans, Gavin Newsom is starting to surface as a young, frisky, and very, very aggressive guy running for the presidency. And I'm looking at him very, very hard. And he came up with an excellent idea in California. Here's what it is. You know that in Texas, they put in a law that said if somebody basically rats a woman out for getting an abortion, he can sue the whoever helped her and get 10 grand, right? The doctor, the guy who drove her there and all that kind of stuff. Well, Newsom picked up on that and he goes, well, we have ghost guns. We have people who sell, manufacture, or distribute assault weapons and illegally without background checks, or they print them out with a 3D printer, or they sell the parts. People put them together. That's illegal because they don't have registration numbers. So they passed a statute, pattern on the Texas abortion statute, that says anybody can sue these people, any of them in the distribution chain, and get 10 grand. I think that's a brilliant move. I think that's a very, very fine move. A very, very fine move. Because if the Supreme Court overturns the private citizen bounty thing, they almost have to do it in Texas too. If they don't, then they're just an arm of the Republican Party. But if they don't overturn it in Texas and don't overturn it in California, these are not legal guns that are being interfered with. These are illegal guns that are being interfered with, and they're illegal. It's a great, great idea. We're going to the lines. Next in line is Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you're hitting some good points. I mean, it cannot be stressed enough that the first act Donald Trump did when he took the White House is he, you know, had those Russians in and gave up an Israeli agent that, he kicks the people that actually can have some kind of control over him out of the office, and then he just does what, just goes off like a loose cannon. As far as, then they keep bringing up the border. That was, that's one of CJ's big things, is that if we want to control the border issue, then pass laws so we can bring these people in legally so they're not tempted to cross illegally, so they come across the border illegally, so then that would alleviate some of the other issues that we have, because we have a labor shortage in this country. There's guys like people are aging out. The baby boomers are aging out. I mean, I'm at kind of dead at the end, tail end of the baby boom. And I've retired, and we need labor, and those people are willing to work hard. As you said so many times, those people come and the Wisconsin dairy industry would collapse if we didn't have those folks working at our dairy farms. And I hate to see if those people are being exploited. I think that's horrible. But if we make a way to bring those people in legally so they have their green cards and a pass to citizenship, so be it. Because a lot of our ancestors, they're hardworking and willing to work hard to make a new life for themselves in a new country.
Very, very good point. And very humane point. And that is this. A lot of this immigration has benefited us, but not all of it. So let's be smart about it. Give work visas. As Mark points out, the dairy industry in Wisconsin right now, the majority of the cows getting milked in this state right now are being milked by people who are from foreign countries. And to be very honest with you, I think a lot of them are not documented. I mean, I'll just flat out say that, and I don't think anybody will disagree. There are painting and roofing and fence building companies all around Milwaukee. I'm not at all convinced that everybody is here legally. And yet these are the hardest working people in the world. That's especially true of agriculture in California. Who do you think picks all those crops? They rot in the fields. The average person is not taking those jobs. Who do you think makes the beds in motels and hotels? It is in the kitchen, not necessarily cooking, but washing the dishes. Many of them are people who are coming here from other countries. They're just glad to be here. Now, if they're peaceful people, not jihadists, that kind of thing, they want a better way of life and they're willing to work hard. These people work extraordinarily hard, extraordinarily hard. There's a guy in Milwaukee who builds fences for a company, and then on the side, and he's legally, by the way, he has a business making tacos and beans and rice, tacos al pastor. And you hire him, he works 7 days a week because he's not building fences. Everybody wants him. He sets up his equipment, boom, boom, boom. It's no fuss, no muss. Excellent food. He cleans up, he leaves. Terrific. These people are very much like our ancestors who came over here. My ancestors came over from Ireland in the mid to late 19th century, and they worked as laborers. They worked with whatever they could get. They worked with whatever they could get, and frequently people wouldn't hire them and all that. And they went through some generational challenges until we get down to post-World War II and us. These are very good people, but they should come in an orderly fashion with work visas. And they're for limited periods of time, then they leave, and they can come back later and all that. And under certain circumstances, they can put in for citizenship. Because we are not going to have cows milked and crops picked up and beds made and dishes washed without them. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. In the year 8510, God is going to share.